Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Recently, in an Atal Bihari memorial lecture, our Honorable Finance Minister, he's still the Finance Minister, right? Good. Our Honorable Finance Minister, Mr. Arun Jaitley, gave a lecture. He said, and I quote, I will read it out and then we'll try and explain this. Ultimately, at the center of the states, it is the elected who are accountable. The non-accountable are not accountable, the minister stressed, he said. What he actually meant by this is he says, end of the day, you know what? Only the ministers, only the politicians are accountable. Baki bureaucrats are not accountable, Baba. They sit in their chair and then they go off. Unko kya hai? Okay, no, public doesn't vote for them. They don't have to answer the public. Only the ministers have to answer the public. I completely beg to differ, Akhilesh. I beg to differ is because for all these NPAs, where is Chidambaram answerable? He's sitting in his house somewhere in Chennai and enjoying himself, Delhi or Chennai, wherever he is.
He's accountable to his own accounts.
He's accountable to only his accounting. Where is the 2G scam? Where is Raja accountable? Where is Manmohan Singh accountable? Where is Modi accountable for Nirav Modi and others? How are these politicians accountable? They do their work and they walk out. End of story. Okay, Firbi. There is a chance that the bureaucrat may be caught, the bureaucrat may be nailed, and the bureaucrat may go behind bars. There are chances. Not that it has happened much in our country, unfortunately, but still there are chances because he has to live with it. Okay, so this statement is absolutely, absolutely untrue. Okay, as much as the bureaucrat is unaccountable, so is the minister. Finally, only we are accountable, the common man of India. Only the common man is accountable. Do you agree, Akhilesh?
Sujit, Mr. Jaitley made this statement from a perspective that a politician minister for non-performance, it could be even a non-minister, a member of parliament, for non-performance, he is accountable to the public who exercise a vote and he could be thrown out after 5 years. He is referring to that as the accountability. Okay. But when he talks about bureaucrats, which is the non-accountable, the technocrats like a deputy governor, RBI, this is the one in flavor at the moment. He says they have no accountability. Now, of course, I think there is no truth in what he's saying. You ask any common man on the street, he will say that. And even we people would say something like this. But let me first tell you where his source must have come from. There's a book written by a gentleman called Paul Tucker. He was a former deputy governor of Bank of England, which is a reserve bank there. He wrote a book called Unelected Power. How these unelected people, they get all the power and how the power continues. But let me point out, whether, you know, accountability of bureaucrats takes place in the right spirit or not is a different question. But on the rule book, there's a lot of accountability that they do have. As far as a politician is concerned, I think he has no accountability in this country. Otherwise, we would not be where we are today.
Correct. He has absolutely no accountability in the country, Akhilesh. Otherwise, again, I'm asking you this question. What happened to Chidambaram? Why is Chidambaram not called and said, ye Chanda Kochar ne aisa kyun kiya? Wasn't he not responsible?
Of course, he was.
Chanda Kochar is still responsible. Unless he had to quit. End of the day.
Yes.
I'm not
saying
she's a bureaucrat. She's not. But I'm just saying, I mean, you know, comparatively. The point that I'm trying to make is, somewhere down the line, why are these guys washing their dirty linen in the public, for starters? I mean, I know I'm digressing, but what? Why does he want to take on Urjit Patel for a change that man spoke something, for the change that man stood for his institution? Is that why he's after this gentleman?
I think what is happening, Sujit, is in public life today, maybe it's an era of jealousy. The politician is trying to think, or the finance minister is trying to think that while the public goes for us, if you talk about the RBI government drift, but the public seems to support them. And we guys have all the accountability because after 5 years, I may not be around. And these people have got no accountability, but they get supported. So for him, I think it's a rift in his mind that they have no accountability. Whereas the fact is, with the kind of fat rule book that they have, and their tenure is only 3 years. A deputy governor's tenure is for 3 years. And he also comes with the risk of being sacked probably in the rule book.
Correct.
But have you ever heard of a politician being sacked?
Number one. Number two, that same deputy governor or governor, he's kicked around by politicians like this. No matter what, isn't Urjit Patel been kicked around?
Oh, today, what? Yesterday, one of the senior most bureaucrats in the finance ministry has, tweeted something very demeaning as far as the deputy governor RBI is concerned. So, they do get kicked around.
Oh, yeah. Akhilesh, you're talking about a senior bureaucrat, you're talking about a politician. You have somebody like, you have people from RSS now making claims. RSS, otherwise when you ask them, they're a social organization. Okay, they're a cultural and social organization as some senior RSS people put it. Okay, we both know, it has been told to us not once but many times. Okay, this cultural and social organization now today is getting into finance. They want Urjit Patel to resign or either listen to Arun Jaitley or resign. So, they put their people on the job.
So where is the non-accountability?
You bet.
That too, non-accountability from the most non-deserving sources.
You bet. So somewhere down the line, you have to accommodate an RSS, you have to accommodate a finance minister, you have to accommodate a prime minister and his whims and fancies, you have to accommodate, And yet, when everything goes wrong, he is the one who's put in the... See, I am not saying bureaucracy is great. Our bureaucracy is not all that great. I am not saying that. But all I am saying is, completely to blame everything on bureaucracy is absolutely unfair.
So, Mr. Jaitley's contention is a public servant is not accountable. A politician is the only one accountable in this country.
Tell me, Akhilesh. I'm diverting. Okay? But I really want to divert on this one. What happened to Jaitley? Why is he putting all the blame on that poor Urjit Patel? Again, I'm asking you, just because he had the guts after four years.
But when he made this statement in that lecture, this matter had not really flared up. It was with reference to CBI that he made this comment. Institutions don't have accountability. It is we ministers who have accountability.
But the next day, he made it to the...
The next day, Reserve Bank happened.
No, so not that it was... it's already brewing
in his mind. It gets transported to both sides of the table.
I don't want to really think that he was meant it this way. And the point that I'm trying to ask you, Akhilesh, is why is there a wedge in this current government? Why is there a wedge between the bureaucracy and...
Maybe now the directions seem to be different.
And why only after October? come to think of it. You see, the Chief Justice goes, CBI issue happens, Reserve Bank issue happens, all in October. Any specific reason?
I wouldn't really know, Mr. Jaitley would know.
Acha, okay. But come to think of it, do you think that he... criticizing RBI head, or he criticizing CBI head or RBI head, in this case RBI head, CBI has got nothing to do with it. I think anybody and everybody criticizes anybody and everybody in this government. But RBI head, is it actually going to help the government? Number one, Akhilesh, one more very important question. Isn't getting this mess out in the open going to actually harm Narendra Modi?
Sujit, see, I think perception is reality, as far as the general situation is concerned. The perception about a politician has got nothing to do with accountability. They are seen to be the most non-accountable people. Now, merely because for your non-performance, the public chooses somebody else, doesn't mean that was accountability. Accountability is in terms of your misdeeds and not because now you are no longer a member of parliament or whatever be it. So, as you pointed out, for all the misdeeds that Mr. Chidambaram did as the finance minister, has he been held accountable? Answer is a capital no. So, I think he's just trying to bark the wrong tree completely. There is no semblance of accountability that a politician can claim.
And by saying this, he's arming his own party and his leader.
Yes, by making statements which don't appeal to a common man on the street, it does come down to that, I think.
And I'm going to push the envelope one a little further. People in India do not take Arun Jaitley seriously, do not feel that Arun Jaitley is an efficient finance minister. Do you agree to me?
I wouldn't pass a comment on that because the people that you are referring to are people probably who don't understand the specifics of the government, but perception-wise, probably it could be.
Yeah. So, the fact remains that somebody who is already seen as an inefficient person, the moment he blames somebody else, actually I am getting to a point. The moment, it is when I can't do something, when I blame somebody else for it, it is seen as an excuse. And October 2018 is not a right time to give excuses. When March 2019 or April 2019, you are going to face the public, you are going to face the election.
Well, making these kind of statements, I think, is an excuse. It's an excuse for failure. It's also an excuse that shows lack of leadership and statesmanship in terms of understanding the genesis of a crisis and realizing what is the solution. So, these kind of statements are certainly excuses.
What do you think Modi must be feeling now? No, I am asking this question is because I want to know whether Modi be reprimanding Arun Jaitley for what he did, or would he be praising him for what he did, or is he indifferent? What do you think must be happening? I know this is a very hypothetical question, but all the same.
Well, hypothetically, I suppose what he's stating, because we know that we have a control-centric prime minister, maybe he's aware of it.
And the prime minister actually wanted Urjit Patel to... Fair enough. What is the next step for Urjit Patel? He's not going to quit, is he?
I don't think he would quit at this point of time. If he does, I would give him minus marks for showing lack of leadership at a time when there's crisis or budding crisis or this kind of a fracas happening in the country and the system needs to be stabilized. Even though the government is not stabilizing the system, there was no need for that tweet to come to again raise tempers. But despite that, as a capable leader, as a person who needs to understand his responsibilities, I don't think he can put in his papers.
Akhilesh, you've seen bureaucracy very closely. Okay? You've been with bureaucrats. You've seen this entire thing very closely. I want to ask you a very specific question. And possibly a question that may not have been discussed before. How do you think will be Urjit Patel's normal day starting now? As in, how do you think his office will be? How will he be treated? What will be the insults meted on him? What will be the problems that he'll be facing starting now to the day he retires? After one really clearly knows that he's against it.
I think starting now, he's a hero in his office. And this is evident from the fact that after they made these statements, one speech given by one deputy governor, the next hard-hitting speech, which has not come in the limelight, is given by his other deputy governor, Mr. Vishwanathan, at XLRI, Bhubaneswar. So, the RBI showing a backbone, showing a spine and spunk, the employees union RBI is standing thick with them. So, at the moment, he's recovered a lot of lost prestige, according to me. So, he would be a hero in RBI when he starts his day.
What will be the backlash from the finance ministry to him? I really want to know what is he going to face in the future.
His tenure ends next year. After that, he's an oblivion.
Of course, 1 year. I'm talking about next. One doesn't know whether...
Now?
No, one doesn't know whose tenure ends first. Arun Jaitley's tenure or RBI governor's tenure. So, that being said, I want to know, Akhilesh, that what happens between him and the finance ministry now? What are the impediments that this man is going to face in the next 1 year?
I think with these kind of really cold vibes happening, forget these two gentlemen. It is the country which will suffer. Because of an RBI governor and a finance minister can't see eye to eye and in tandem. And their juniors are, raising tempers. Here, a secretary from the Ministry of Finance sends a tweet. Here, a deputy governor takes up the issue.
There, an RSS will also send a tweet. Please don't forget that.
Oh, yes. So, if this is what is happening, forget the cold vibes and their fracas, disputes in the open, differences not sorted out. Forget all that. You are talking about the country suffering. I think we should be bothered about that.
Absolutely. The country is definitely going to suffer. And somewhere down the line, the workings of RBI and decisions are also going to suffer.
If an authority faces accusations which it thinks are not correct or which it thinks are encroaching that turf and domain, even if they start becoming indifferent, that's bad for the country. You're in a very dynamic situation where the monetary and fiscal authorities need to react minute to minute to developments happening. What if oil price goes up? What if inflation goes up? What if the rupee depreciates? What if the exports are not taking place? What if the GDP growth falls? You're talking about reactions all the time. So an indifferent authority, an indifferent reserve bank is bad for the country.
Based on your experience, do you think there'll be a compromise at some point?
I think at this moment it is becoming more like a clash of egos, Sujit.
So will there be a compromise? Can we hope to see a compromise?
Why should there be a compromise?
No, I'm just hoping.
I hope it happens for the country.
But do you think that it is not a possibility?
I think it's now going to be a very cold vibe situation. We'll come to know it when the next MPC meeting happens or the next board meeting of Reserve Bank happens on 19th November.
India suffers, Akhilesh. I completely agree. But who suffers more in between these two gentlemen? Will Arun Jaitley suffer?
I think the politician will suffer more and not the technocrat.
I was going to just think that. So to that extent, the statement is right. Because finally, it is going to have a definite backlash
on the politician.
On politician. And you know, I also want to say this. You see, we did a show that very day when this problem started. You and I did that show. And I had a huge response to it on Twitter, incidentally. On my Twitter page. You see, my Twitter handle, I'm sorry. A lot of people came up and said, you know, while we support BJP, but this, what Arun Jaitley did was bad. I never had this kind of response in my 2 years of us doing this. Okay, we never had that kind of response. I had a huge amount of people writing to me that, listen, you know what? We are very sad that this has happened, you know, while we support BJP, but this is wrong. Okay, this has taken its toll on BJP. This has taken its toll on already, suffering image of the BJP financial policies. Don't you agree?
Sujit, the political impact is pretty clear, you know. But my worry, which I always keep saying, is these kind of matters do harm the country. And at such a time when the economy is, you know, it could be in a turning situation where, like I said, oil price rise, weakening rupee, elections on the card, government budgets going out of hand. At such a situation, the least you need is strong harmony and both the parties on the same page.
Absolutely.
That part bothers me.
So to conclude, Arun Jaitley says only the politician is accountable, not the bureaucrat. We say, no, neither is the politician accountable nor the bureaucrat. Only common Indians are accountable. Finally, we have to bear the losses. But the fact clearly remains that the statement that he made, that politicians are responsible, bureaucrats are not, is completely untrue. Because till date, from 1947 till date, no politician was responsible for whatever mess they created out of India and our economy and our other departments. They have never been accountable. So that statement is absolutely wrong. That's it. We'll see you another day with another topic. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.